Shavuot.
The last one. 10-12.
With your permission. Parashat Shlach. The way it says in the text, and this parasha is, if we may say, the biggest tragedy of Am Yisrael. And this parasha caused not only that the people in the desert did not have the merit, the school to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said, because what's going to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided destruction of first Beit HaMikdash. Millions, hundreds of millions were killed. Second Beit HaMikdash, hundreds of millions were killed. City of Betar, millions were killed. This is everything is because this is Parasha. The way the text reads, the way the Torah tells the story, the way the Gemara says, it happened that way. That one day Am Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu they would like to send spies to spy on Eretz Yisrael. And of course the first question is, what do you need to spy? The Gemara said, Am Yisrael always were led by a cloud in the desert. Not only that, the Gemara says, if you go to Sinai Desert, you don't see any mountains over there. It's very strange. It says the Gemara, the cloud is to shave all the mountains in order to be easy for Am Yisrael to go in the desert. And they follow the clouds. Now here we are at the edge of Eretz Yisrael, and we almost crossing Eretz Yisrael. Then the Count of Moshe said, we need to send some spies. We need to send some spies. And Moshe said yes. Very strange. Moshe said yes. Moshe should have said, you don't need a spy. By the way, the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he repeats the story in Sefer Devarim, he says to Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, oh, should start again? Moshe said to Am Yisrael, Hashem told me, Ale Resh, you don't need to have any war. The seven nations, they are going to leave when you enter Israel. The Gemara said, it really did happen. There were seven nations over there. And when Yeshua was about to cross the Jordan River, he sent letters to all the nations over there and said, we're coming back to our country, to our land, please. Move out of the country. Since the Gemara, one nation moved right away, Girgashi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them part of Africa at the time. And Moshe told them, Israel, really, it's not, you don't have to spy, you don't have to do anything. You just walk in, and they all will go away. And evidently, Moshe agreed to the demand of Am Israel, and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nation they would like to have, spies go into Israel to spy on Eretz Israel. That's the first surprise that Moshe agreed with such a demand. That doesn't make sense at all. Then the Torah says, the way it says in the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, no, I have no answer yet. I have to think about it. Hashem has to think about things. And then says the Gemara, after Miriam got Sarat last week because she spoke about Moshe, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after me, I'm got the Tzarat. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, remember you asked me, you want to send some spies. Go ahead. He says, why did I wait till now? I said, because I wanted those spies that were going to spy on Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen. He knows the futures. And he knows what's going to happen, a disaster. But maybe, I would like to give them a warning. They'll come back from Israel, they're going to say bad things about Israel, they're going to think twice before they say anything, because they say, oh, look what happened to Miriam. Miriam said something about her brother, it's not even a Shonara, says the Rambam, just in a chatting, that you should not even chat about your brother. And look what happened. She was knocked out, and she got the Tzarat, and then the spies, they will, before they'll come back, they'll have something to think about it. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Gemara, delayed his answer to Moshe. And did not answer Moshe right away, yes, send them, because Hashem knew that Miriam is going to speak about Moshe, and Hashem knew she's going to get Sarat, and Hashem wanted the spy to have this as a role model in front of them. Look what happened, so we'll come back from Israel, even though you have something bad to say about Israel. Masach Nazar, yes, certain things, Sudanim. Yeah. So be careful what you say with your mouth. And of course, it didn't help. But the Gemara says, look, that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed his answer to Moshe. He wanted the spies to learn something from Miriam. Yeah. Says the Gemara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, okay, go ahead. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, listen, Moshe, it's between you and me now. I promise it's a very good land. Everything is there. It's not necessary. I'm telling you, it's going to be a disaster. I do not advise you to send the spies. Says the Torah in Sefer Zvarim, Moshe repeats the story. He tells Am Yisrael, "Vayitav b'nei adavar." I like this idea about the spy. "Velo b'nei amakom." Hashem did not approve it, but I said, "Okay." Moshe, Hashem tells you, black and white, don't send them. In different words, he tells you, I don't approve it, I don't think it's a good idea, and I'm telling you it's going to be a disaster, and nevertheless, Moshe sent them. So what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? What's wrong with you? The Gemara even uses the word that Moshe was strapped inside. Nilkad betocham. Moshe was strapped inside. So what happened to you, Moshe Rabbeinu? What happened to you? Hashem doesn't advise it to you. And we don't need Hashem. Your common sense, what do you need to spies? You have the cloud over here. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, the text reads that Hashem told Moshe, you know what, I'm going to choose the best spies. So you think spies, you know, it's called Sayeret Matkal. You know, this is the elite of the army. You don't even know. You can't even imagine. You know. But I know somebody, it was written in the newspaper about him. You know, he used to work for the Mossad, for the army. And I said, he went to Syria one day, he went into Syria, before the Six-Day War. He went inside and he stole a missile. Can you imagine somebody goes to the army base and takes the missile and runs with the missile back to our system? Other things, you know. You can't even estimate, you can't even think what to do, Baruch Hashem. But here, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I'm going to choose for you those spies. You know, spies? Well, yeah. In America, it's called James Bond. By the way, this guy was called by the chief of staff for a fool in the government in Israel, James Bond, this guy. If you want one time to meet him, I'll bring him over here. He used to be the personal guard of Golda Meir, of Yitzhak Rabin, of Abba Eben, of chief of staff, besides all the other things he used to do. It's like Superman was nothing compared to him. So Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, you know what? You need spies. Let me choose for you. Who? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim. Kulam Anashim, says the Gemara, the top of Am Yisrael. The top, the biggest Sadiqim. You cannot imagine. Those are going to go spy. The Rab. He never went to the army. He doesn't even know to hold a rifle. The first thing he goes to Eretz Israel is he says, Where's Bet HaKnesset? He doesn't know what's going on with him. Hashem said, those are the ones. Send those people. Moshe calls them up. I said, listen, this is your mission. You were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Pi Hashem. It's not that Moshe chose them. Hashem nominated them. Hashem told Moshe, those are the tzaddikim, the top of the line of the real holy people. They should go spy. Within holy people, but this you don't know, you need parachutes. You need marines. To be a spy, you don't have to be a rabbi. The opposite. A rabbi is going to be noticeable. I wanted to go to Jordan, so the Shin Bet, the Shul B'Tachon Israeli, told me, don't go. You look too holy over there. They'll find out right away you're a Jew, they're going to run after you, forget about it. So Rav Eli Mansur, he went to Jordan. He went to Moshe Rabbeinu's so-called grave, and Aaron's grave. So he was wearing a jalabiya, you know, so the boys all looked like Arabs. I said, I cannot look for Arabs. I looked too Jewish. He said, don't go. Don't advise you to go. Here Hashem tells Yeshua, you know, the spies, the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim, they go over there, you know, they're going to go with the Shtreimelach, they go with all the things, they say, when you go over in the street, the fact means they recognize you. Hashem said, don't worry, tell them. Says the Gemara, they went, they were there for 40 days, they see the giants, and they see a lot of funerals, they come back, says the Gemara, let me tell you something. וילכו ויבואו, says the Gemara, מה ביאתם בצרה, אף הליכתם בצרה. Even though the Gemara said, אותה שהקשרים היו, that Hashem told Moshe, please go choose the Rabbanim, Moshe chose the Rabbanim, says the Gemara, but you should know, when they left, they had some kind, what we call subconscious no good. So when subconscious no good, it means they're no good. What does it make? If it's on the surface or behind the surface. If somebody has bad thoughts in his head, he's not a holy man. You can say from outside he has a beard and peot and this, and he prays the Kitvei Ari as a Siddur, and inside his heart he wants to kill somebody. So Gemara says it's a contradiction. All the Chachamim ask, are they Tzadikim or they're not Tzadikim? One place Hashem said, oh, those are the Tzadikim. Hashem said, told Moshe, you don't take, you know, just soldiers. The top of the line, Rabbanim. And then the Torah says, "Vayichu vayavos." Says the Gemara, "No, when they left, they had bad thoughts in the head. What's the matter? Are they tzaddikim or not tzaddikim? If they have bad thoughts, they're not tzaddikim. So why did Hashem choose them?" So they come back, and then the text reads like this: that they come back and say, "No, the land is not for us. Not for us." It says, "This land, first of all, and we saw the giants over there. The giants over there. It's in time of Noah, were giants also. Hashem brought them Mabul, the old died, vanished. One left, Og Melech HaBashan. All of them died." And besides, what do you mean? If Hashem wants, look what happened in Mitzrayim, Makat Bechorot, 12 o'clock midnight, the night before we left, millions of Egyptians elderly died. Then they came to Yam Suf, Moshe just raised the stick, millions drowned in the water. Makat Choshech, 2.4 Jewish people who did not want to leave Egypt died. So what do you mean is a giant? So giant is protected from a heart attack, from a stroke. It cannot choke on a peanut. What does it mean? I'm afraid of a giant. What are you afraid of a giant? Afraid of a giant. You see, David HaMelech went to Goliath. He shot him five stones. The thing is over. I said, what about you? No, we scared a giant. What's the matter with your Rabbanim? What happened to your people? Where's the Emunah, your Bitachon? What is this? Rabbanim talk like this. I remember when Saddam Hussein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he warned on Israel, they shoot missiles. So I was in 770 a few times. So the Babich Rebbe stood up over there and said, yeah, he's going to do something to Israel, huh? He's going to do something to Israel. So what if he has missiles? It's Am Israel, it's Eretz Israel. I guarantee anybody wants to go, go. Go to Israel. Nothing will happen over there. Go. So this Rabbanim is much bigger than Bab Cherebe. Much bigger than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So when you come back, you say, you saw a giant. You saw a giant. So what if you saw a giant? What do you think? You cannot have a stroke. You cannot fall off the steps and die. You cannot go to the ocean and drown. Hashem can do anything. And then they say, well, also we saw a lot of funerals. Every corner was a Cadillac. Pugano and Vaccaro. Funeral home. So, he said, Eretz Yochel Yoshver. What is this? You know, something in the land is no good. In every corner was a funeral. He says, the Gemara, well, let me explain to you why. Because the rabbi looks very holy. And if they would walk on the street, they would call right away the KGB. And they say, what are those people here? It's fine. So what? How to prevent it? Hashem has his own way. Instead to tell the rabbi, shave and buy a jalabi, abi like Rabbi Eliyahu Mansur, Hashem decided to make funerals. Everybody, so every corner was a funeral, so everybody was a funeral, crying at this, banging on his head and cutting themselves, and tattoos, so they didn't even see the rabbis. But the rabbis don't know it. Hashem never texted the rabbis, listen, the reason of the funerals is because this is the way I chose to prevent them from recognize you, to realize who you are. They thought, you know, every minute, 40 days, every minute is another funeral. Macaro, Castellano, Gadi, you know, all these international things. I says, what do you know? So they come back to Moshe, Mishri, we saw funerals. It's not good land. So what do you mean it's not good land? It's excellent land. Why is it a funeral? It's not true. I said, what do you mean it's not true? I saw the funeral. She said, come out, well, it was. The war funeral was, but it was the reason. But they don't know it. What do you want from them? Innocent people. Innocent people. And the Torah tells us when they come back and they said part, they said part before, part after. Then all of a sudden, Caleb stands up on a chair and he says to Am Israel, to the spies, and Am Israel were sitting by, and Caleb said, Alo na'ale. Alo na'ale. Says the Gemara, what did you say? Says Caleb was one of the 12 spies. But he is by himself with Yeshua, without the 10 rabbis. So he says, listen, there's nothing to worry, we can make it. Nothing to worry, nothing to worry. Not only that, he said, if Hashem will tell us Eretz Israel is on the moon, Eretz Israel is Madagascar. But let's say Hashem will say Eretz Israel is on the moon. It's on the moon, we're going to go to Home Depot, or if you shop by low, you go to low, and you go buy a ladder, and you're going to climb up to Shammai. So human being talks like this nonsense. He won't tell me they have to go anyway. He said those words. Afilu shiyeh b'shamayim, even Eretz Yisrael will be in Shamayim. And Hashem will tell us, go! How are we going to get to the Shamayim? Not going to fly. We're going to go and climb on ladders. Are you serious? You're talking to Am Israel. You're talking to the Jewish people. Not Arabs. You tell them you're going to climb on the ladder to go to Israel. So the spies, when they heard it, the 10 Rabbanim, out of 12 of them, 10 Rabbanim, 10 Rabbanim, the biggest Sadiqim, and said, there's no way, we ain't going there. I said, you know what else? We were there, we felt that those people over there are stronger than Hashem. Imagine? You know, you go to a rabbi, and Rabbi, what do you think? And the rabbi said, you know what? I think Joe Frazier is stronger than God. No, I'm sorry, Muhammad Ali. So, Rabbi, excuse me. Either you believe or you don't believe. You believe in Hashem. Again, just came out of Egypt. Just saw what happened in Egypt with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you say that those people, Kibyachol and Baal Abayit, Yachol Otziet Kelav Misham. We feel the owner of the world cannot even take his dishes, his vessels out. It means, you won't be able to win them. No way. And what happened? Rabbanim talk like this. So the Torah, when Am Yisrael heard this statement, again, 10 rabbis. So of course, it's a big majority. 12 were sent. 2 of them said we could. 10, we said we couldn't. 2 said we could. Of course, Am Yisrael heard it. He says, excuse me, who is your rabbi? He says, this is my rabbi. Matei Ruben Shamua ben Zakur. Matei Shimon Shafat ben Chori. And says, this is my rabbi, this is my rabbi. Says, my rabbi said, no way, no way. So everybody sat on the floor, started to cry. And they said, what? Are we going to take our wives and our children to Israel? There is no way. We're going back to Egypt. Hashem heard it. I said, what? I'm going to kill all of them. Finished. They're going to die in the desert. Hashem swore. Finished. So the Gemara, well, you cried for nothing also. First Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed on the same night, was Tisha B'Av. Second Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed on the second night, the same night, Tisha B'Av. The city of Beit Arba, Korva, supposed to be Mashiach, says the Rambam. Shenirak Ba'avonot was killed with the sins of the Am Israel on Tisha B'Av. He said, why? Because you cried for nothing. Why did I cry for nothing? My rabbi told me that we cannot go back to Israel. We cannot go to Israel. He said, we want to go back to Egypt. So I sit on the floor and I cried. What do you want to do? Dance? Of course I cried. Here I'm in the middle of the desert. With my wife and my children, so I have done this with silver and gold. So what? The Yemenite people also left Yemen with the silver and gold, and they threw everything in Aden, in the desert, and they died in the desert. What's going to help? I didn't need the man. I don't need the drink. I want to have a settlement. I want to have a house. She told me I'm going to Israel. Okay, I'm going to Israel, but I can't be here forever. I said, the rabbi told me that those people are stronger than God. So, and Hashem is so upset. Why Hashem is so upset? The spies are not really their fault. They got scared. And maybe the spies are wrong, but not Am Israel.
So this is my rabbi. The Torah says you have to listen to the rabbi. It says Mishnah Perkavot, I said the Harav. You have to listen to the rabbi. You have to discuss everything with the rabbi. This is the Torah. Hashem Ulechat Yaminu Smol. Lot Asur. Yaminu Smol, says the Gemara. If the rabbi tells you that your left, his left hand is his right hand, or he tells you your right hand is your left hand, you have to believe it. Said, the rabbi said, the rabbi said. The rabbi said, can't do nothing. So nevertheless, it's a disaster. So the Gemara, that night, the spies came back. It's Tisha B'Av, this is forever until Mashiach will come. We suffer because of that episode of the spies. The question is really, what's behind it? How Moshe fell in such a trap? How he fell in such a trap? Says the Torah itself, instead of the Moshe repeats the story of the spies. And after he tells them, listen, you came to me and you demanded spies, and I sent you, and you came back, and you said bad things, and Hashem was upset. He ends that statement, says, Gam bi tanaf Hashem biglalchem lemor gam atalo tavo shama. Moshe says, you know, because of the spies, Hashem was upset at me as well, and Hashem said, I'm not going to go, you're not going to go there. It's not true. You read the text, it doesn't say this with Persia. It doesn't say that. Everybody knows Moshe did not go to Eretz Israel mainly because he hit the rock in Parashat Chukat in 2 weeks. But this week's Parashah, you can't see anything on the text. Hashem told Moshe, you're not going to get there. Never. Doesn't say that. But when Moshe repeats the story of the spies, he said it. Because you sent the spies, because you demanded the spy, because of the whole thing. Now, I'm sorry to tell you, not only you died in the desert, me also were denied by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, that really to understand, really, this is a big secret, this week's parasha. It's a big secret. It says the Zohar the following. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. It says the Zohar, if somebody is going to ask you, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not it's important for me to know, but it is important for certain things in the Shulchan Aruch that we have to know the halacha. I said, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu really create this world? How created it? Can it create anything he wants? No. So the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the alphabet in the Hebrew language. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim, et is Aleph and Tav. From Aleph and Tav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the letters to create this world. How important the Hebrew language is. That's in Shulchan Aruch. So somebody is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows how to read Hebrew, but he doesn't understand Hebrew. Says the Rambam, listen, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as he speaks to your language, he understands what you say, even if you don't understand, it's perfect. Perfect, doesn't matter. But you have to be in a situation in the form that you know that you stand in front of Hashem. You have to dress properly. The place has to be clean. Cannot be tissues all around the floor. Cannot be dirt on the floor. And your hands have to be clean if you touch your shoes. Or you came out of the bathroom, you must wash your hands. Says the Rambam, that's Hamishal Varim Akimet Al-Tfilah. Five things will not let the tefillah to go up. And if you comply with those five things, that you stand, you're not drunk, and you stand proper in front of Hashem, you don't answer your phone, and you don't send text messages while you're praying, and you're serious about tefillah, you dress and you stand up, you don't look on the side, your hands are clean and the place is clean. It doesn't matter if you don't know what you say in the text. Hashem understands. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Hashem Knesset HaGdolah Mordechai, and Hashem Knesset HaGdolah Bemid Lesidur, I read. I don't know what I say, but probably that's what I need. So please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I read it. I don't understand. Doesn't matter. The halacha is, you prayed, Hashem hears you. But it's only in Hebrew language. Let's assume that you don't speak a foreign language, but you know how to read it. Let's say you go to China, they give you a Chinese siddur. You know how to read Chinese. You don't speak Chinese. But the Chinese siddur is a translation of the our siddur. They have the same thing, but it's translated. You can say it in English, doesn't matter. You don't speak English, you don't speak French, you don't speak Hungarian, you don't speak Arabic. They have a siddur, Farsi, a Farsi siddur. Oh, he's up. In Farsi, you do? You don't speak Farsi, but you know how to read Farsi. But you don't speak Farsi. And you dress properly, and the place is clean, and your hands are clean, and you read the Farsi. Hashem speaks Farsi. But since you don't understand what you say, you didn't pray. In the Hebrew language, if you take a Chumash, there's a Hebrew Chumash. You read the Chumash, you don't know what you're saying. You just read it. You say Tehillim. You don't know what you're saying. If it's in Hebrew, it's considered that you learn, it's considered say Tehillim. If you have a Tehillim in English, you know how to read English, but you don't know what you say. And when you read it, you think about Sopa Bol, that says you didn't do Tehillim. But if you read this in Hebrew and you think about sports, you did it. You said Tehillim. That's how powerful is the Hebrew language. Says the Zohar, that's exactly what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the Hebrew language, with the Hebrew letters. Now, says the Zohar, you should know how powerful it is. When you read Hebrew, you speak Hebrew, and you pray in Hebrew, it has a tremendous energy. What we call hits home. Goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Chas V'Shalom is going to use those words to say things that you're not supposed to say, it's not only that you don't create anything, you destroy. Sister Gemara, I want to tell you an example. You know, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 515 prayers. Vayet Hanan El Hashem, Vayet Ha'ilemur. Moshe, when he repeats the story, he says, you know, when Hashem told me I can't go to Israel, I prayed 515 times. When I was ready to start 516, Hashem said, Rav lach. Enough. Don't pray no more. So all the Chachamim, Moshe would have prayed one more time. Hashem would say, okay. Moshe would have gone towards Israel. He wouldn't be here. He would be in Israel. Moshe would have built Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash would never be able to be destroyed by the Goyim because Moshe built it. Not Shlomo. That says this is going to be paradise. So why he didn't pray one more time? Hashem said, don't pray no more. Why did Hashem say, don't pray no more? Hashem said to him, Rav lach. Enough for you. This is the Gemara next week, Parashat Korach. Korach came to Moshe and they have an argument with him. And Moshe tells Korach, Rav lach. Rav lachem bnei Levi. Too much for you, enough. Says the Gemara, Moshe, listen. You should not have spoken to Korach that way. You told Korach the word Rav lachem, too much for you, enough for you. Hashem is going to use those words against you. You wanted to pray one more time and you would have gone to Israel. Somebody's going to ask you, why Moshe didn't go to Israel? He says, I tell you why. Because he used the Hebrew letters, the Hebrew words, not in the right way. Since you used it not in the right way, you did not do teshuvah for this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use that to show you what is really the problem that I cannot hear you tefillah. So before you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your mouth, you have to make sure that the words that you used in the past will not fire back to you. And the Gemara says, if Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Egypt and things got worse, he came to Hashem and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'az, באתי אל פרעה לדבר בשמך הרע לעם הזה. Since I came to Paro, Hashem said, what did you say? מאז. I says, remember that word. Says the Gemara, Moshe remembered it. And then Moshe said, אז ישיר. Moshe talked to him, אז ישיר. You know, I say אז. You know, once I used that word for the wrong thing. I told you, since I came, things got worse, I complained. Says the Gemara, Big Shamir didn't God Moshe. Since Moshe complained, Hashem wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. I says, but Moshe tried to correct it. That's how important is our language. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, let me explain to you a story in the Torah and you see what is really behind it. You know, Torah Temet is not a story. Torah tells us the first meeting between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Moshe saw the fire and Hashem tells him, listen, you are the chosen one. You go to be Mashiach. Says the Gemara, 7 days Moshe argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going. The first day Moshe says, Mi anochi kelechet paro v'chish b'nisra mitzrayim. Who am I?
And why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to save them? He says, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Hashem tells you, my nation suffered in Egypt. And he, instead to run to Egypt, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, who am I? Okay, you're humble, okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the person is humble. You don't, if Hashem chose you, you don't argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's assume Moshe is very humble. But the next statement he says, what merit they have to be redeemed? He says, Moshe, Hashem just told you. He wants you to go take them out. So not only not going to take them out, you say they have no right to live. They have no merit to live. What's the matter with you? And anyway, what did Torah has to tell us, this dialogue that went between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Torah is not a story. And secondly, it's not important for me. What do I have to learn from it? And Torah continues. The next day, Hashem tells Moshe, no, you're going already? Moshe said, no, what? I don't think I'm going. They won't believe. They won't believe. I'll come to Egypt. They said, ah, no. The whole thing is a hoax. It's the Navy. It's the Coast Guard. It's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. She said, you gotta go, you gotta go. Moshe said, oh, okay. The last day, Hashem says, Moshe, are you going? Moshe said that word, those words to Hashem. Shlach, beyat tishlach. Send whoever you want. I'm not going. She said, Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at Moshe. Rav Moshe, Moshe said, Moshe, forget about you. You're not going to be a Kohen, you're not going to be a Levi. Go, run. He goes. And then he disappears, says Israel. Then he comes back. Things got worse in Egypt. And then he comes to Hashem. He said to Hashem, why did you send me? Lama ze shelachtani. Moshe used the word shlach. When Hashem tells him, you go, Moshe used that word. Send whoever you want. In the wrong way. He said, send Pinchas, send Rabbi Akiva, send this. And they said, how are you talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this? You know what actually you did. When you said the wrong word, when you said those wrong words, you actually, what you did, you damaged those words. Those will be against you. You have now something negative on your file that now, let's see if you can correct it. But, says the Zohar, says Rabbi Bachai, says Ari, listen, there's one more step over here. You know, when we read the Chumash, you say, look what happened. Torah Mabul, you know the way they behaved, Hashem destroyed the world. The next story is Dor HaFlaga. They came and they decided they want to build a tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to go up to Shamayim. They're going to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to tell HaKadosh, you go down. We stay up. What happened? Excuse me. And then we have those Dom, people's Dom Amora. Says Rabbi Bachaya, says Dari, says the Zohar, it's you, it's not them. It's the same Neshamot. Recycled. First, Dor HaMabul, then Hashem gave those Neshamot again. They came back as Dor HaFlaga, they built the tower. Then came back as Dor Sodom, and then the people in Egypt, Amisan in Egypt, are the same people. Rabbi Bachaya, next to Parashah, he has proofs of it. He says, this is something the Zohar says, you have to understand, it's not them, it's us. You read the Torah, you say, oh, how they did it? And how we did it? Here, now you see the Parashah, you see how everything falls like a puzzle. Am Yisrael came to Moshe, he says, Moshe, Hashem said they were going to Israel. Well, I know we have a cloud, but you know we don't trust the cloud. We need our spies. Hashem said, let me tell you something. I'm not going to answer you this. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till what's going to happen in the story with Miriam. And Miriam got tzaraat. She was punished because she used her mouth. She used words she should not have used. You're wasting your words, says the Rambam. It was not even Lashon Hara what Miriam said. But why are you wasting your words? So Chachamim say every person has a certain amount of words that Hashem designated for that person to speak. Chatzal Shalom, you finished it, then the person gets a stroke.
He said, can't talk no more. What happened? Oh, he had a stroke. No, he didn't stroke. Hashem did not want him to speak anymore. He used the words. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said, I said, a person has a certain amount of footsteps that Hashem made for that person to walk. He said, he used to go on the train. He says, he used to sit in the first seat. I said, no, let me go to the back of the train to see, maybe I find a better seat. He said, you don't understand, you're wasting steps. He's going to come to a time, he's in a wheelchair. And what happened? In a wheelchair. What happened? He's got all kinds of sicknesses now. Now, all those sicknesses are because the person already finished the amount of words, of steps, or something else that he has to do with his hands. All of a sudden, he's paralyzed. He's not paralyzed. I mean, you don't have anymore. You don't have any numbers of anything. You used everything. Now he's in a lying bed. It doesn't start from the sickness. It starts, how did you use your body? What did you use your body? So of course, if you use your body to run to the Knesset, you use your body to go to the Torah, or to do mitzvot, chassadim, so it doesn't count. But if you waste your steps, said Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, said Al-Chachamim, you waste your words, you waste your sight, all of a sudden doesn't see what happened. You use your eyes enough. Hashem said, how many pictures and how many visions you can have in your lifetime. He looked here, he looked here, he looked at the places he's not supposed to look. Becomes blind. Takes pride, becomes blind. He said, you use your eyes in the wrong things. That's how the sickness has started. It doesn't start from the sickness. It starts from the waste of the energy that a person wasted. I said, this is what happened really to Miriam. He says, Rabbi, Miriam never spoke Lashon Hara. Miriam only said, listen, it's my younger brother, he thinks he's holy, he doesn't stay home with his wife, he goes to Beit HaKnesset, goes to Hashem. What's wrong with him? His wife is like a widow. He says, Rabbi, was not a Lashon Hara. Besides, Miriam is older sister, Miriam saved him, says the Rabbi. They're just chatting. So? He says, Rabbi, chatting. Wasting words. Mr. Hashem wants to warn you. Like, Hashem created this world with letters, with words. If you use your mouth with the right thing, you're building. If you use your mouth with the wrong thing, you're destroying. The whole thing is falling apart. Hear me, I'm Gatzara. As Hashem waited. He said, listen, I don't want these people to go to Israel, to come back, they might say the wrong things. I said, what do you mean they say the wrong things? Let me tell you, the thing is called Dora Flaga. This is generation, they build a tower. Says the Gemara, let me tell you exactly what happened, and you see what happened exactly. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? He says, all these people, that's 340 years after the flood. He says, Noach was still alive. Noach was 940 years old. He says, those people got together, and they said they're going to build a tower. He says, what is the purpose of the tower? He says, World Trade Center. You can see everything. Bezat Hashem, one day you can go up to Mars. You believe America went to the moon? You're still naive. One day we all find out the whole thing was a lie. They never went to the moon. Hashemayim, Shamayim, Lashem. There's a site on the internet. If you have a filter, you can watch it already. It's a site that proves the whole thing was a hoax. They never went to the moon. Never. The whole thing is a lie. There's a reason for the lie also. But it's not the time now to speak about it. I said, the people of Dor HaPlaga, they could not go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could not build a tower. Ha'ikol aretz safa achat u'dvarim achadim, says the Zohar, they spoke Hebrew very fluently. They knew all the names of all the angels. They called the angels from Shamayim. The angels came down, and they told the angels, we command you, we, with you, are going to build a tower all the way up to the sky. We're going to go up to the sky, we have a sword. We're going to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tell him go downstairs. This is the secret of the called Migdal Bavel, the Iraqi's tower. In America it's called World Trade Center. Empire State Building, show. What do you want to do? You're going to all the way up to Shamayim. What do you need for what? You show you're strong, you show your pride. You're going to go up to Hashem, you're going to demand from Hashem, go downstairs. This is a generation of Dor HaPlaga. That's the way it says in the Torah Parashat Noach. And Noach was 940 years. He sits over there next to the tower, shakes his head like this. It's all your grandchildren. All your grandchildren. And you stand up, start screaming at them. They say nothing. Yes. Before them, a bull. Hashem told Noach, listen, Mr. Noach, Can you go build the Teva? You're going to be the only survivor of the Titanic. Noach said to Hashem, who am I? I'm nobody. And those people, good for them. Let them drown in the water. Says the Zohar, you know, Moshe is the same neshama of Noach. Here comes the picture, exactly what happened to Noach is going to happen to him. The same generation, look what's going to happen. See, they don't believe in Hashem. They said they're stronger than Hashem. They're going to fight Hashem upstairs. They're going to build a tower. They're going to find him. They're going to fight him. They don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, what did you do? You used the Hebrew language to build a tower. You destroyed this world. Here comes the Torah and says, listen, I'm Israel. Tzadikim, Rabbanim, Hen B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin. Says the Navi, you know Hashem doesn't trust the holy man till the last moment. He can say 2 minutes before he dies, I don't believe in Hashem. So how can it be, Rabbi, how can it be? So you don't understand. In your previous life, you build a tower. You build a tower, you rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How far you meant? You said you're going to fight him. You're going to build a tower, you're going to go upstairs. And you're going to do up with Azara, and you're going to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trust any tzaddik until he closes his eyes, he might change his mind. You don't know, there's a text that Chachamim made as a confession before a person goes to Olam Haba, he should say right away. And the text says, in case, before I give my neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to have some kind of bad thoughts, that maybe Hashem is not Hashem. What do you mean, maybe? This guy is a big rabbi. What do you mean, he's going to think he's Hashem is not Hashem? Yeah. Till the last moment, Hashem does not trust a person. Why? Because we war once in Dor HaMabul. It was the second time in Dor HaPlaga we built the tower. The third time we rose down. Then we went in Egypt. Then we go in the desert. So you read in the desert, you see, constantly Amisrael says, you don't believe. He says, they need a golden calf. How can it be a golden calf? How can it do a golden calf? 40 days ago, you heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came out of Egypt. Hen B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin, do not trust yourself. You'll never know what is going to come from subconscious. Inside your head, you have something. It says from your previous life. You hear, not the first time. And this is very dangerous. And Moshe, says the Gemara, Nilkad Betocham. Moshe is Noah. He fell in the same trap. Hashem tells him, Moshe, I don't advise those spies business. What in the spy? Here you have a cloud. I'm taking him to Israel. You don't need ammunition. Moshe said, but I like the idea. But it happened, I says, Moshe, what's wrong with you? This is called lack of emunah. It's not lack of emunah. This is a continuation of that generation that Noah, as Moshe, was sitting by the tower, said nothing. Before the Mabul, Noah is very humble, like Moshe is very humble. Who am I to take Amisrael out of Egypt? But the same statement. Noah, loit palel ad nedoro. Noah, when Hashem said he's going to destroy the world, Noah said, okay, chazak baruch. Moshe is being asked by God, go take Amisrael out of Egypt. This happened. Moshe said, I don't think they have a right to come out of Egypt. What's wrong with you, Moshe? Not with me. It's what I have in my head. From my previous life, I was Noah. So that's what I am. I said, I have the same test. I will pray every morning, said the stipler. We pray every morning, Hashem. Don't put me in a test because I'm going to have embarrassment. So David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu one time, test me. He fell in a test. Never ask for that. A test. Don't even ask. You're already in a test here. You're 24-7 in a test. Hashem is testing you. Why is testing me? Because Hashem wants to know if you're going to correct what you had done in your previous life. This is the secret of our life. I said, look, this person, I can't understand what he did. I said, but Hashem told, what do you mean understand what he did? He doesn't have the test that you have. You have a different test. Everybody has a different test. It depends what you had done in the life before. And here, the spies, the big Rabbanim, Hashem said, send spies Rabbanim. If you send soldiers, they're going to assimilate over there. They're going to stand over there. They're going to stay over there. They're going to get married to the Arabs in Israel. Send the big Rabbanim with the peor. They said, you're going to be the spy. I'm going to protect you in my way. They come back. They said, the land is no good. He said, what do you mean the land is good? They said, so giants. He said, what do you mean so giants? What do you mean so giants? Well, the giants are stronger than God. He said, really?
He's stronger than God?
Yeah, in my previous life, I built a tower. What do you think I did in my previous life? I built a tower, and I called up angels from Shamayim, and the angel, I called it angels, and the angel listened to me. He didn't listen to Hashem. I called angels as well, and the angels came, and we built a tower, and we climbed on the tower, and we had a sword. And we said to Hashem, listen, you better get down, because we're coming up. I said, what's the matter with you people? Hashem let them do it. I said, hey, I've come to Earth Israel. I see the giants walking around. The giants walking around? I said, forget about it. It's the same situation what I had in my previous life. He said, it's impossible to go there. I said, you know what Caleb said? Caleb is the smartest. He said, you know what? He says, remember you built a tower. Huh? So you have the power to build a tower. If Hashem will tell you Israel is on the moon, then you're going to go to Home Depot, you're going to buy yourself a ladder, and you're going to climb. You're going to climb where? You can't climb on a pole. No, you're going to climb on the ladder over there. Remember? You were able to build a tower. You're able to climb a ladder. That's what Caleb, that's the only one. But all those rabbis falling in the trap. Falling in the trap. I said, I'm falling in the trap. This is a trap from your last life. You know, what happened to me? Why did I do this? It's not my fault. It's not my fault. This is my test. We are in a test all the time. Something happened to me, you should know it's a test. You have to survive a test. It's happening. Only prayers will help you. You cannot avoid the situation. You can't avoid it. You have to pray 24/7 to be saved from the tests. They made a siddur, they wrote, and the first year of son, after Birkot HaShachar, it says the Rambam, listen, you better learn Torah all the time. The Rambam says, if you learn Torah, you fill up your heart with Torah. If not, ולא תטור אחרי לבבכם זו מינות. Torah says, we say in Parashat Vayomer, לא תטור אחרי לבבכם, יהיה פרשת ציצית יסוקס פרשה. And then פרשה, it says, Hashem says, Moshe, go, tell them, do ציצית. How important ציצית is? It says, ציצית is going to guard you. It's going to guard you, it's going to guide you. It's going to guard you, not going to have bad thoughts. What do you mean bad thoughts? Rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me? Rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the matter with you? I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biggest Chachamim fell in a trap. All of a sudden, didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened, you know? I sent my son to yeshiva. Deot, beard, yes. One day, he's on the internet smoking a cigarette with bathing suit. What happened? Nothing happened. It's a test. We are on a test. Some people survived, some people fell. Simulation. What happened, simulation? What happened? How can it be? The test for a person from your previous life, from the generations of the Mabul. See, the Gemara says, when before Noah came out of the Teva, he told his children, before you put the foot on earth, raise your hand, swear to me. He says, okay, Papa, what are you going to swear? Noah said, say after me. He said, we'll never, ever get married man to man. Says the Gemara, Shem, Ham B'Yefet, rose their hand, he says, that we firm, we swear to you, Noah. Says the Gemara, before the Mabul, that's what happened. Parades on 6th Avenue, 5th Avenue. Parades. What happened? They used to make weddings with the Ketubah. Says the Gemara, men to men. I says, you see these people? You see the crazy people. They're crazy people. They have this test. From the generation of the Mabul, here is heckling. Again, the people come, they can do the same thing. It's subconscious. You can have a big rabbi, says Hashem told Moshe, don't send spies the way you think they are from the Tzanchanim, the parachutes, the Sayeret. No, send the big rabbanim. Hopefully, maybe they'll survive. I don't think they'll survive. Because subconscious, they build a tower once upon a time. Says the Gemara, Otar Shak Sherim Ayu. And Moshe sent them the first time, they were Tzadikim, real Tzadikim. But, once upon a time, they had bad idea in the head, still subconscious inside you. You got to correct it. Moshe said, you know what? Because of you people, I suffer too. What do you mean because of you people? You know, because Hashem sent me to save you. I started arguing with Hashem. I said, shlach b'at shlach, 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 shlach. Here comes parashat shlach. He says, you use the wrong word, this is the trap for you. Now, if he didn't do teshuvah on that word, Moshe could not pray number 516 prayer because he used the wrong word against Korach. And Korach Hashah, and we Korach Tzadik, we'll see next week Korach.
But you use the wrong word, you have to teshuva. Use the wrong word. Use the wrong word, now it's backfired to you. When it says this is not even a shonara, just wasting the words, using the words for the wrong thing. Look what happened. It says this. I says, Am Yisrael sat on the floor, they cry. I said, they're crying. Hashem said, why are you crying? I says, no, the Gemara says, Nitna Rosh, they're going to do Avodah Zarah. I says, ah, rings the bell. Look, they build a tower. They go and say, we're going to build a tower, we're going to put in the tower the statue. A statue on the tower with a sword in his hand. In America, it's called Statue of Liberty. It's a statue. Statue on the top. I says, what are you doing to? We're going to fight God. We're going to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the matter with you people? He says, this is Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. This is something that we have inside us that we have to have 100% emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they don't believe in me, huh? Don't believe in me. Bet HaMikdash, the first, the second, Betar, they all got destroyed because of lack of emunah. That lack of emunah started from the generation that built the tower. Didn't start now. It's inside us that we have all the time to recognize our job on this world, not to fall in the trap, to watch. Says Mishnat Yesharim, you're going on a very thin thread. And in one wrong step, you fall downstairs. So where do you fall? You fall backwards. Where do you fall backwards? The generation of Dora Mabul. Here, as a man get married to a man. He says, how did it happen? I don't believe it. What's wrong with these people? Nothing wrong with them. He used to do it in the life before. They do it now. And what's wrong with these people? Don't believe in this. They talk about the atheists. Don't talk about Hashem. Nothing wrong with them. In the time of Noah, they did it already. Now, you see, well, sometimes they see Rabbanim. He says, also, what happened to this rabbi? What happened? It used to be this. Look what happened to the rabbi. Look, Elisha ben Avuya, other rabbanim. Nothing happened to them. This is Vayelchu Vayavu. It's in our system. We have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want tests. We don't want a trap. Ultimately, the Nisayon, the person should have it in mind. And says the Rambam, you got to learn Torah all the time because it's inside us. If you don't learn Torah in your heart, you always have some kind of doubts about certain things. And says, I'm this, I'm that, I don't think so. I think the rabbi is right. So why did you ask the rabbi? He says, my rabbi told me Israel is not good. This thing, you don't ask your rabbi. Emunah. You ask your rabbi halachot, not emunah. Emunah means you believe in Hashem. Hashem says, go to Israel. He says, what? I says, no, we need ammunition, we need spies. You don't need nothing. You have to believe in Hashem 100%. Believe in Hashem 100%, you correct so-called the defect that we carry inside our system from the generation of Dor HaPlaga. Then we correct it by Mashiach and Rabbi Menon. Amen.